Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Before I get started, I'd like to recognize the people on stage with me, without whom none of us would be here. Thank you, Governor Pat McCrory, Mayor Lydia Lavelle of Carrboro, Mayor Pro Tem Jack Smith of Cary, Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt of Chapel Hill. Woo! Mayor Bill Bell of Durham, Mayor Ronnie Williams of Garner, Mayor Mark Solman of Morrisville, and Mayor Nancy McFarland of Raleigh. I'd also like to recognize other elected officials serving communities I just mentioned. The mayors and Google have invited all of you here to share some great news. We are bringing Google Fiber to the Triangle. Today, we are committing to invest in and build a brand new fiber optic network throughout Carrboro, Cary, Chapel Hill, Durham, Garner, Morrisville, and Raleigh. Last year, we began working with these cities to explore the possibility of bringing a super-fast internet and TV service to their residents and small businesses. The local leaders you see beside me rose to the challenge. They brought passion, commitment, and dedication to the fiber exploration process. And because of their hard work, we've chosen the Triangle for this major infrastructure investment. Thank you again. Google Fiber offers a state-of-the-art all HD TV service along with internet service that's up to 100 times faster than basic broadband. This kind of fast internet is awesome, especially this time of year when it helps you stream ACC basketball on ESPN without any buffering. But even more importantly, truly great things can happen when a community upgrades to a gigabit network. In Kansas City, Google Fiber helped catalyze growth in the new local startup culture. In Provo, Utah, a geneticist is exploring ways to use Google Fiber to transmit terabytes of genome data for critical care research. In Austin, Texas, local nonprofits and other community organizations are taking on digital inclusion efforts with renewed vigor, with investment and support from our team. We expect great things like these and even more from the Triangle as a hub of creativity, technology, and as one of the fastest growing areas of America, this is the perfect place to show us what's possible with a gig. Before we can get to that point, however, we have some more work to do. Building a brand new fiber optic network takes time. It's going to take hundreds of construction crews and hundreds of installers. Their task will be to lay enough fiber to reach from here to London and back. Since this is such a big construction project, we want to make sure we're planning extensively. That's why our next step is to spend several months completing our detailed design of the network. Once we finalize our blueprints, we'll begin construction, one area of the triangle at a time. It may be a while before we get to your neighborhood, but we'll keep you in the loop all the way along. We'll also be hiring a small local team of Googlers to begin meeting with communities, business, and civic leaders. In fact, I'm happy to introduce Eric Garr, who'll be leading our teams here in the Triangle. In closing, we're thrilled to be entering into this long-term partnership with your cities, and we're really excited to get started. Thank you for the welcome you've given us so far. And now to share a perspective on Google Fiber. From the vantage point of the region's two largest cities, we'll hear from the Honorable Mayors of Raleigh and Durham. First, please welcome a successful entrepreneur, two-time mayor of Raleigh, and a leader who worked very hard to bring fiber to this area, the Honorable Nancy McFarland.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Raleigh. I'm very excited to have you here and so excited about this announcement today. I do want to take just a second and acknowledge my council members because I think I had the biggest team. We have Bonner Gaylord, Russ Stevenson, Marianne Baldwin, Eugene Weeks. So thanks to everybody here and their help. I'd also like to thank the city staff for their hard work, especially Gail Roper, our chief information officer. It was a lot of work in the past year, so. Today's announcement is the culmination of the city's dedication and work to improve broadband speed and choice for our residents that has been a priority for the city for quite a time. Google Fiber in Raleigh is an opportunity to strengthen the foundations of future economic development in the city that will benefit not only today's residents, but future generations to come. Ultra-high speed broadband is vital for our residents to participate in today's global economy. Broadband is the next generation's economic development infrastructure that supports the collaboration of communities and the advancement of education and research. I'd also like to acknowledge and thank our regional partners for their support in helping to bring Google Fiber to the Triangle. The fact that Google Fiber is not only coming to Raleigh, but the broader Triangle region is opening the door for future regional collaborations and partnerships that may have not been possible or as easily accessible in the past. One of our strongest partners in this endeavor has been the City of Durham, and I'd like to invite Mayor Bill Bell from Durham to say a few words.
That's a former city council person. Former. Thank you. Well, let me first of all thank all of you for being here, in particular Google. I don't think I have to tell many of you the importance of this announcement. I can recall back in February 2010 when Google talked about the Think Big with a Gig program, and I guess over 1,100 cities tried to get involved in trying to track Google here. We did some crazy things in Durham, and I saw a lot of crazy things happening around the country. Unfortunately, we weren't chosen, but in March of 2011, they chose Kansas City. And I had an opportunity, I guess maybe a couple of years ago, Mark, at Innovation panel of mayors. I was on a panel with Mayor Sly James, and he was telling me all the good things that were happening with Google coming to his city. I said, my goodness, how did we miss that? And we had some little side conversation. He started telling me what you need to do to get ready for it, to be really competitive. And then in February 2014, we were fortunate that we were among the 34 cities that Google invited to sort of present yourselves as possible candidates. Last week, I was at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, this winter conference, and Mayor McFarland, Mayor Clarence Smith, and some others were there. And the governor understands how these things run when he jumped from the exciting job of being a mayor to being a born governor in North Carolina. Pat, you remember those days? Yeah, I know you do. But anyway, at the conference, you generally have vendors around. And this particular conference, you don't have a lot of vendors, but Google's there. And they've got this big map on the wall of the United States. And it talks about making your city a Google city. So I walked up to the map, and I looked precisely at North Carolina. I saw Raleigh was there, and Chapel Hill was there. And the way you get there, you really sit and talk to the staff people, and you give them the card, and they ask you a few little bits of information. And then they put your name up on the map, so you become a Google city. Well, about a day later, I got this call from Billy Warden, all excited, telling me that, now you can't let anybody know this, telling me Durham is one of the cities that's been selected as a Google city. I don't want to tell Billy I'd already made that happen when I put a name up on the map the next day because I know how much they pay Billy, and he does a good job, so I didn't want to bust his bubble. But seriously, I think the timing of this announcement that Google has chosen Durham is perfect, especially as an economic development is taking place in our city, meaning more jobs for Durham residents. Some of you know that recently we had a ribbon cutting in our downtown for our first innovation district. And we already have the American Tobacco Underground, this hive of young entrepreneurs, and they've expanded to one of the buildings on West Main Street, and there's still a lot of young entrepreneurs. And these are the type of people who are working and really have access and need for the type of technology that Google is bringing to our city. Many, many talented young people. But I believe that an abundant high speed of broadband access will make our communities, our businesses, and our universities stronger. Land for a firmer foundation for a better connected future for all of us here in Durham. We certainly are looking forward to working with Durham, and I'm sure you are, and looking for great things to happen. And I talk about good things happening in the city of Durham, although we're in the city of Raleigh. This is a good thing that's happened in the city of Durham, and we're very appreciative of it. And I'd like to invite Michael back up to the podium for further comments and introductions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor McFarland and Mayor Bell. It is now my distinct privilege to introduce another honored guest. He served for 14 years as mayor of Charlotte. As governor, he has worked to improve North Carolina in three key areas: the economy, education, and efficiency. Please welcome Governor Pat McCrory.
This is great news for North Carolina. Thank you very much. It's good to have Mayor Bell stand up for me. We've had a great long-time relationship, and I just want to congratulate all the mayors. This is great news for North Carolina, and it's, of course, great news for each of your cities, and it really complements what our goal now is, and we've been working with the universities, is to be what we call a part of the National Innovative Triangle. And that triangle is in the Silicon Valley, where Google's headquarters are, and I was pleased to visit there last year. I had a wonderful visit to Boston area. And the third part of that vertex is we want North Carolina. And having this high-tech capacity will help us sell North Carolina as part of that third vertex of the triangle, the innovation triangle of America. And it's really working as we stand right now. This advanced technology is a selling point in addition to the incredible talent that we have throughout North Carolina and especially right here in the triangle. You know, it's kind of interesting. In the 20th century, North Carolina was known as the Good Roads State. With these types of announcements and more investments in technology, we're becoming the 21st century digital infrastructure state. And this is really going to be the thing that helps us in education. It's going to be the thing that helps us create jobs. And it's going to help gain access to everybody. And this is just great news for North Carolina and each of your cities. I've got good news to report today also. Our economy is improving because of these types of investments. Today, we just saw an announcement today, our unemployment rate in North Carolina dropped to 5.5%. And that's very, very good news. It was about 9.4% 2 years ago. We've had, I think, the second largest drop in the nation in unemployment. And I want to compliment the mayors for helping lead the way, because due to their leadership, we've had tremendous growth and tremendous creation of jobs. It's been a team effort, and I've been proud to be part of that team. And we've added 15,000 jobs just last month in North Carolina. That is excellent news. And Mayor Nancy, I want to compliment you, because just this month, just last week, in fact, Inc.com called Raleigh a better city for startups than the Silicon Valley. Yes. And it's really because of the RTP, which Durham is a part of, and all the other towns are a part of, our highly educated population, a great quality of life, and our steady stream of talent coming from our schools and universities. And so we're ready to move Google headquarters here at any time. Wouldn't you agree? Bring it. So this is great news, and I really want to thank the mayors and the leadership of Raleigh, Durham, Cary, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Morrisville, Garner, and Charlotte, who are making a similar announcement right now. It's kind of interesting. Last year, Google announced it would explore the viability of bringing fiber to 34 municipalities in 9 states, and 8 of the municipalities applied for this in North Carolina. 8 applied. Guess what? All 8 got it. All 8 got it. And that shows the strength. I think Google is realizing, along with the rest of the nation, North Carolina is now the 9th most populous state in the United States of America as of last month. North Carolina is the 9th most populous state. So this new high-speed infrastructure is crucial to our expanded sustainability and our growth. And this commitment by Google and other service providers shows us that the state is leading the way in technology advancement. And our goal now is to expand this advancement by all service providers throughout North Carolina and connect the entire state, and that will continue to be our goal. And this is great for the Triangle area, it's good for Charlotte, it's good for the metro areas, but we do want to continue to expand to other areas, and that has got to continue to be our long-term goal. So Thanks to all the mayors. I especially also want to thank the one mayor who's not here, who's making the announcement right now, Dan Klotfelder, who's a good friend of all of ours, and I'm sure was at the conference, for his leadership in this effort too. This is all part, this technology is all part of our 25-year transportation and infrastructure plan. And this is as important as roads, and that's the way we ought to think about it. It's a form of connectivity. And that connectivity will bring more jobs and economic prosperity. Thank you and congratulations to the entire team.
Mm-hmm.